BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he regrets President Trump's move to suspend American funding in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Tedros said his organization was reviewing the impact of the cut. Mr. Trump has accused the UN agency of making deadly mistakes and abetting China in a cover-up. The G20 group of major economies says it will suspend debt payments owed by 77 of the world's poorest countries to help them deal with the pandemic. The president of the World Bank told the BBC the initiative would save developing nations about $14 billion. The German government is to relax some of the measures imposed to contain the spread of the disease. Children due to sit exams can go back to school next month. Small shops can open their doors next week. France has seen a drop in the number of people receiving treatment for COVID-19 in hospital for the first time since the outbreak began. The figure fell by over 500, but the tally of fatalities continues to mount to more than 17,000. Brazil's health minister, Luiz Henrique Mandetta, says he won't accept the resignation of a key member of his team, the health secretary, Wanderson Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira wanted to step down because of a dispute between the health ministry and President Jair Bolsonaro over fighting the virus. British customs agents have unmasked an attempt to use the coronavirus crisis to smuggle in drugs. They seized more than $1 million worth of cocaine that was concealed in a consignment of protective face gear. And a park in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv has been taken over by jackals. In normal times, joggers, cyclists and families would flock to Hayakan Park, but with coronavirus, human visitors are now scarce. BBC News.